Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, sexy spring chickens and horny hot dogs, Jesus freaks and matzah geeks, lovers of Bacchus, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. It's true. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma. We may, but we may not. We don't know. We may find out later, after what comes next. But we just don't know that part. One thing we do know, and this knowledge that comes from a different fruit, perhaps,
tart knowledge. This knowledge that we are all children of sex with a capital X is really not incompatible with any religion. You know, you can believe in your gods, my gods, goddesses. You can worship your Lord Savior on a cross, an invisible force. You can worship the goddess. You can worship a many-armed deity in a yoga position. But whatever you worship, one thing's for sure, until we start calling ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen?
Amen!
I want to welcome you to Easter Eve. Primavera, Bacchanalia, in Bonoboville, here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy Cathedral, in the soul of downtown LA. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your snake handler. And your high priestess, of the erotic holiday spirit. And yes, tonight, if you're listening live, you can listen free, by the way, on drsusie.tv and on your phone. Yeah. Yeah, just m.drsusie.tv, m.drsusie.tv. And there you are, listening free on your phone. And you can also watch us, because you never know what might happen here in the Garden of Eden with my snake, seductress, the devil, Eve. Yes. Eve is a bit of a devil. She's sweet, though. She would never hurt anybody unless you're a mouse. Then you're in trouble. But the devil, you know, I mean, the devil probably comes from Pan, the great god Pan, who was one of the gods worshipped at this time of year, springtime, for eggs and wine. Yeah, I wanted to get purple grapes. That's why I wore purple, because that's what you make wine from, right? But I guess we have, it's not the season here in Southern California, so we have these green grapes. But at least they're seedless. Why grapes? Well, Easter is the god of Jesus. I mean, no, Easter is the holiday of Jesus. He comes back, right? He's resurrected. He returns to us and takes his first meeting with his favorite Easter bunny, Mary Magdalene. She is the one that sees him first, yes. And yes, I am illustrating the Easter tableau. It's not exactly a nativity, but it's a little tableau here with divine interventions dildos, which are beautifully sculpted dildos. This one in my right hand is Mary, and she has a heart, and she's pink. And the one in my left hand is the Jesus jackhammer in gold. And they're made by divine interventions, and they're beautifully sculpted, and yes, they are irreverent, and some might say blasphemous. I'm not sure exactly what blasphemy is, I mean, in a universal sense, because there are so many religions that you can blaspheme in so many ways, and I really don't mean to insult a religion, but I do like to have fun with religion. I have a sense of humor, and I'm incorrigibly erotic, and so, you know, when you combine sex and humor and religion, you're gonna be insulting somebody. And so I apologize in advance, but I can tell that the insults are gonna be flowing. But I don't mean to insult. I'm just, you know, having a little fun with the Easter, Passover, Persian New Year. It is kind of Persian New Year's. And spring, the holiday. It's the spring. Spring has sprung, spring fever. Yes, and of course, humans, possibly even pre-humans, have been celebrating spring. I'm sure the bonobos celebrate spring. I mean, let's put it this way. A lot of animals celebrate spring by going into heat, right? Spring is celebrated by so many creatures. It's beyond human. This is an important sexual time of year when spring is busting out all over. In fact, it's so important, I'm going to put down the dildos because I'm going to talk about the origins of spring holidays before I introduce my fabulous guests. So, yeah, I mean, the Greeks and the Romans, they loved the spring holidays, of course, and they would celebrate different gods. Pan is one. Demeter welcoming her daughter Persephone, who was down in the underworld for the winter, raped by Hades, and then brought down to the underworld, and because of how many pomegranate seeds she ate, she must stay down there. But she's allowed to come up to see her mother in spring. And this is the Eleusinian mysteries that we never really know what they are in ancient Greece, but we know there were orgies. And then there's the Feast of the Phalloi, yes. The Phalloi, of course, Phalloi are an ancient word that gets around censorship of the word penis or dick. You know, you say phallus. But a phallus is, I guess it's a fake dick. I guess a real dick wouldn't really be a phallus. So the Feast of the Phalloi, I just see references to this everywhere, but I'm not really sure what they would do. I mean, was this like a bunch of people sucking cock? Or was it just like eating a lot of cucumbers? They didn't have bananas in Greece and Rome, so I don't know, but chocolate-covered bananas sounds good. Maybe they had candles like this, probably. I mean, this is pretty easy. You just create a phallus out of a candle and you light it. Thank you, Pipe Dream products. Mm-hmm. We love Pipe Dream. Ooh, I'm dripping. Mm. Yes, spring drips with desire. I am dripping with candle wax and probably pussy juice, but I've got my hands full, so I can't tell. And whose phallus are we talking about? Well, there's so many gods, it could be Pan's, but there's a good chance it's Dionysus, also called Bacchus by the Romans. Yes, Dionysus Bacchus is definitely a god of spring. And many say that he's a precursor to Jesus. And again, I'm not trying to blaspheme Christianity. It doesn't necessarily mean that Jesus isn't God. It just means, what does it mean? There's a myth, an ancient classical myth that, you know, kind of, it sends the good news first. Because after all, look at the two gods, Jesus and Bacchus, or Dionysus. Both have a heavenly father, God in the case of Jesus, and or the Lord thy God. And in the case of Bacchus, it would be Zeus or Jupiter. And they both have a human mother. And in both cases, like, God comes to this human mother, so to speak, comes. Well, she does get pregnant, so some coming of something involved. Maybe a shaft of light, a shaft. See, there you go. More phalli. But something enters Mary, in the case of Jesus, and in the case of Dionysus, it's a goddess whose name I can never pronounce. Semele. Anyway, both give birth to these amazing god men who then go on to preach to the people and really have an amazing divine following. You know, a following of the people, which includes the women. Both Jesus and Dionysus Bacchus are known for having appealed to women as they preached. They preached equality, fraternity. And Bacchus also, as Jesus, preached to slaves. And I mean, there were some other preaching to slaves. There were a lot of slaves in ancient Rome. And Greece, for that matter. It's huge population, so if you're going to have a religion going, hey, appeal to the slaves. That'll get you some followers. And so they both did that. And, of course,
They're both gods of wine. Bacchus is famous for being a god of wine with the grapes. But Jesus is also a god of wine. After all, you know, he does that wine magic trick. Right? Doesn't he do that? He does a wine magic trick in at the wedding. And I always thought it was his wedding. But even if it's not his wedding, he turns water into wine. And it's the good stuff, right? He knows his wine. He's not just some kind of, you know, magic guy. He's like a wine connoisseur. He gets the good wine. And then, of course, you know, they both piss off the authorities, right? Both Jesus and Dionysus Bacchus. Because they've got, like, people that are ecstatic for one reason or another. Either they're drunk or they're drunk on God, whatever you want to say. They're ecstatic. They're not just, like, working, you know. They're really feeling life. And then, of course, they're both killed in a very violent way. Jesus, well, maybe in the serious portion of the show I shouldn't be using the dildo, but I don't have anything else. I don't have a cross here. I do have a picture of Jesus that's very respectful. But anyway, so Jesus, of course, hung on the cross, and Dionysus was chopped into little pieces. And in both cases, they were resurrected and became more full gods, became more divine. So they're very, very similar. Of course, Dionysus doesn't have much of a following anymore. but he did for a while. Jesus had much, much better PR guys, in a way. Although, the PR guys, they kind of changed the message a little bit. But here we are, celebrating Easter Eve with our eggs, and we also have some matzah here. This is very special matzah, round matzah. Look at this matzah, it's beautiful. It's handmade from Israel. Okay, so I'm gonna pose for a little matzah and Easter egg picture. And yeah, it's that kind of spring holiday. So I think I'm gonna introduce my guests, right? Can I get that headset? No. Okay, just checking in. All right, so I got some very interesting guests tonight, starting with one of my favorite guests ever, who actually won a Dr. Susie.TV award. He's back, Marcus London.
Hey.
And you look handsome in your Easter eggshell blue.
Thanks.
Yes.
Just for you.
Thank you. Well, this is an impromptu appearance that you're making tonight.
It is, yeah. It was
very
unexpected.
I did not expect it. But, you know, a lot of things about this show are unexpected. That's part of what makes it exciting for everyone, including my staff. you can see how excited they are.
Yeah, they look it.
And you came here with the lovely Pamela Balian, who is not unexpected, but this is your first time here. You are a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And now I get my headphones on. Let me move the hair out of the way. So this is perfect. Okay, yeah. Ah, now I can more easily modulate my voice. Oh, now careful. Wait, whoa, this is my hat ear. Thank you, Max. Okay. And this is my Easter bonnet. It's actually multiple bonnets. I couldn't decide which to wear, so I wore both. And if one falls off, I'll have the other one. So Pamela is not unexpected, but this is your first time here. So you've heard about this show, right?
Yes.
Okay. What have you heard?
I just heard that you guys have a pretty interesting show and do some different wild things on here.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know how we have an interesting show?
because of our guests. Right. So, how do you know our friend the squirt instructor?
That must be interesting. She actually came and walked the red carpet with me, Tommy, Devin, and the whole crew this year.
You walked the red carpet?
Yeah.
You didn't even have to be in the movie?
We snuck her in there. We said she was our wardrobe person.
Now, of course, the movie, I'm assuming everyone knows what the movie is. But maybe a few of you have been under a rock for the past year. But the movie is Spartacus. Right, the porno version. There's some long name to it. What is the long name?
Spartacus MMXI, the beginning.
There you go. A lot of these Roman letters, okay, or numerals, as the case may be. And it's a fabulous film. It's really, like, authentic in many ways. Ancient Rome kind of thing. It's like Dino De Laurentiis could have made it. But it's also a porn film. I mean, there's sex. So it's hot. Yeah. And real fighting, like gladiator fighting. Not real fighting. But it's cool. So see it if you haven't seen it. Where can people see it? They see it online, I guess.
I don't think it's actually available on any line. We still haven't released it online.
Oh.
It's obviously is available with certain broadcast companies, but obviously it's through Wicked Pictures. They're distributing the product for us.
So you have to buy the DVD. It's worth it, right? Okay. Okay, so Pamela, but I mean, is there going to be a part two that Pamela's going to be in?
Actually, there's something else I may be putting her in. We're actually working on a Mad Max, a big Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Yeah, it's kind of hush hush.
Right. That sounds like something that my husband should be involved in.
Mad Max, yeah.
Right. Right. He's Captain Max. Well, he's a little bit of a Mad Max, too. Prince Max. We're going to celebrate our 21st wedding anniversary.
Wow.
In 2 weeks. Yay.
Yay.
Yay, huh? Love you, darling. Is that static? Our love? Okay, it's not. Okay, it's just in my headphones. You don't hear it. Okay. So, our love creates a lot of excitement. So I'm going to introduce my other guest, but I'm coming back to you. Adelcy Love. Hi, Adelcy. So, this is your first time here, too. You are a virgin. Yes. Happy Easter. You said you really liked my Jesus jackhammer, huh?
Yeah.
And
I find it quite erotic.
You have to get closer to that mic.
Right. It's pretty erotic.
It's very, yeah. Have you seen one before?
Yeah, I've actually played with one.
You have? Mm-hmm. You did?
Dressed up as a latex nun.
A latex nun. Very appropriate for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And are you a practicing Christian?
No, but I grew up Catholic.
You did?
Yeah, I was like a little Catholic girl.
Did you wear a little Catholic uniform?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Uh-oh. We shouldn't go there. But you were you went to Catholic school, and you decided to become a latex fetish model.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw all those nuns, and you thought, I want to dress like that, except in latex.
Exactly. And, like, I thought that the back should be assless, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you became a latex girl. Mm-hmm. Where do you think your love of latex did come from?
I really don't know. It's just, I remember the first time I tried it on.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with how it looks on me.
Oh, you like how it looks, visual.
Yeah, well, it feels amazing, but amazing. Like, have you ever tried latex?
Oh, I have.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, being touched when you're wearing it.
Yes,
really
it can be very sensuous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very
You've got to really take care of that stuff, though.
Yeah.
And it also makes you sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you like that?
I like that.
You like sweating
in
your latex. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you look very hot in your latex outfit.
Thank you.
Do you have a particular brand that you favor?
Yes, my favorite is Maggie Delena Latex. She's from Miami, and she custom makes all my stuff. She made this dress for me, so I'm tiny, so sometimes it's hard to find stuff that fits me. Mm-hmm. She like custom makes all my stuff.
Oh, well, isn't she nice?
Yeah, she's nice.
Yes.
And she's actually a really hot girl too, so that
she is.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll bring her over sometime. Is she an LA girl?
No.
No.
Miami.
Oh, right. So you got a guy that you're, you know, looks like you have spring fever with. Seven.
Yeah, you were talking about that. Like in spring you're in heat.
Yes.
Like we're kinda doing that right now.
You're in heat.
And we're in heat.
How long have you been in heat?
Like since November. Or
right, okay. And so is that when you met?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So you know it started simmering, and as the winter thawed out, you got hotter.
Yeah, it's hot. It's definitely
now
hotter,
it's getting really hot, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, my snake is playing with my monkey. You know, that sounds like I'm a hermaphrodite, right? That sounds right. That does. My snake is playing with my monkey. Okay, I think maybe I'm gonna move the snake away, unless somebody wants to touch her. Going once, going twice, okay. Here we go. Bye, Evie. She's gonna go in her cage. She'll come out for the after party if she's interested. All right, so now I have all these eggs and grapes and stuff. You know, I think we should play a game. But actually, first I want to hear about Seven. Seven, are you also a latex freak or a Jesus freak or
Jesus
Catholic?
Jesus is hot, yeah.
Jesus is hot, yeah. Is that why you wear the beard, to kind of
be like
Jesus?
I try to
emulate that. Jesus is very sexy, huh? Look at this picture I have of him here. This is, kind of the rock star look, I think. I don't know, is that blasphemous? No, to love Jesus like a rock star? Anyway, so are you a musician or are you Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, what?
I don't know.
You can try that, it'd be funny. I'd be shits and giggles in the airport.
Yeah.
You'd be fun.
So what do you do?
I'm just a photographer.
You're a photographer. You take pictures of your lady here, Idelsi.
I do. She's a lot of fun.
I bet.
She's easy on the eyes.
Yes. Yes. So what do you want to be when you grow up, Idelsi?
I haven't thought that far. I just don't want to grow up.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's allowed. I haven't.
Yeah, don't grow
so,
up.
So, you know, there's options.
Yeah.
Right. What does Idelsi mean?
It's actually my name. I don't know. It's like a...
That's what your mom named you?
Yeah.
Okay, and as you're fiddling with that, I'm hearing a lot of static in my headphones, so do you have to fiddle with that? Okay, that's better. Good. Oh, but there's the static now. Well, okay. But you guys don't hear it, right? No, okay. So, maybe I can't wear these. They're static everywhere I turn. Is really, you know, and it's even worse when everybody else can't hear it because I'm suffering without anyone being able to empathize because they don't even hear it.
Okay. But you have Jesus. So you're here.
I do have Jesus. It's true. He makes suffering sexy.
By
so,
your side.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to put him near the matzah and the eggs, right? He shouldn't be by himself. He should be with the other symbols.
Give him a little snack.
And... Jesus, have some matzah. You know, that's what Jesus had for the Last Supper, is matzah, right? Pamela, I'm not insulting your religion. What religion did you grow up with?
Well, I have two different sides. One side's Ukrainian and Jewish.
Ah.
The other side is Armenian and they're Orthodox Christian.
Would you like some matzah?
No,
she knows. If you're Jewish, you know you never say yes to matzah because it tastes terrible. Unless you have to for the Seder. Which is, of course, done. It's still Passover, though. So, you know, you could still have a little matzah, but preferably with, fried eggs or something. So, not this. And not at night. No, no. But it's symbolic, right? And what religion did you grow up with, Marcus?
Well,
I mean, I haven't been baptized. I think I'm free. I can choose what I want. But I guess being English, I think I'm Christian.
Christian, just but straight, but I, like Anglican.
I don't go to church or leadership to do that kind of stuff. But I believe myself in English.
Now, when you're preparing for the Spartacus role, did you like think about like Greek gods, like Dionysus? And
mainly Jupiter.
Jupiter, right.
It was always used in the movie quite a lot before, Jupiter's cock.
Jupiter, and actually, I shouldn't say Dionysus, it's Bacchus, because of course Spartacus is Roman. So yeah, Jupiter is, I guess, the strongest god.
It was the one like they used to, well, I guess that was the one they used to kind of talk about.
Well, he's the king of the gods.
Well,
right?
Zeus was the king. Zeus was
well,
the
Zeus
king.
Is the Greek word the Greek for Jupiter. Yeah. Jupiter is the Roman.
Roman
yeah. Or the Italian, right? My husband's Italian. He's Mad Max. So Jupiter is, of course, well, he's the king of the gods.
Right.
But, you know, Bacchus is the god of the vine, right? And blessed art thou, king of the universe, who brings forth fruit from the vine, is a big prayer at Passover. And of course, you know, when you have Jesus's blood, right? But you drink the wine, that's what it is. Mm. So I have some eggs here with some fun things in them, though, for my guests. So I'll go around with a little Easter basket. And you could take an egg, right? Have an egg. Yeah, you could trade if you want, right?
I could barely remember. You eat what you put the tool in here.
Okay. It's funny how the girls are picking small ones. And the guys are going for the big ones.
I went for the color. I wanted purple.
You did. That's because you wanted to match me.
Yeah, I wanted to match
you. You are so sweet. But I think, you know, we couldn't put very much into the little tiny eggs. You might have to get another one. It might just be candy or a condomania conda. Oh, you got some panties.
I'm totally going to wear these for you.
You're going to wear those for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
You know...
I'll do it.
You might not have to send it to me. After all, the night is young.
Indeed it is.
That's right, huh? Okay, and the boys get the panties, the girls get the candy.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You okay. Want some panties?
Well, how about her?
I was going to give them to her anyway.
Yeah.
She can give me the candy instead.
Right. There you go. So,
it's a good trade.
Good trade. So, I have a game that I want to play, and it's actually perfect to have couples play this game, if you don't mind kissing. Are you kissing? You're kissing, obviously, because you're...
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And how about, are you kissing? Have you kissed?
I think I tripped and fell and kissed her, but yeah.
You bumped into her and your
kind
tongue
of, yeah.
Landed in her mouth?
It's amazing what you can do. And, yeah,
wow.
Not looking.
Okay, but see, this is more of a kind of a contest in the spirit of the Roman games, okay, between couples.
Right.
So would you be willing to do, like, a little performance kissing?
Performance kissing, I guess.
Well, because we'd be filming.
Okay. Okay.
Pamela, would that be okay? Pamela, speak into the microphone.
I guess it would be a little okay with
that. Like you're giving it head. Again, it's the Feast of the Phalloi, and that includes the candles and the microphones and the dildos. And maybe and, of course, the lollipops. Adelcy is right in the spirit of things with the lollipops.
She loves it.
What do you like best about Easter? Do you like anything about Easter? Anybody? Tell me.
I like Cadbury.
Cadbury eggs.
I think it's what everyone
right.
likes.
Okay.
Everyone seems to
we have a big vote for that. Do we have any? I don't know if there's chocolate in any of these. Or are they? Yeah, we do. We have, well, we have Hershey's Kisses. Not the same
they're good,
as
they're good.
Yeah, that's good.
Cadbury
mm-hmm.
eggs. Did you get some Hershey's Kisses? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, but this involves grapes because
Or actually, it could involve chocolate. I'm going to give you a choice. Chocolate or grapes?
Why not both?
No healthier.
Okay, grapes. So we'll start with the grapes, and we might go on to chocolate. Now, I feel that one of you couples at least should come up to the stage, right? So the more, I suppose, exhibitionistic. Who wants to come up to the stage?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, Spartacus guy does.
I knew someone would pick on me, wouldn't I?
Right? Right? I love it when couples volunteer the other couple. That's not what I asked for. Now, the lighting is better up here. You know, this is the temple, right up here. The temple, right? So, I mean, Adelcy, you kind of look like you want to model that outfit.
My outfit's pretty hot.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you can drag him up here by the beard with you? Right? Or some other way. It doesn't have to be dragging by the beard. It's just, the beard just looks like you must use that as a sex toy somehow.
It's a total sex toy.
Right. So.
It's the hottest.
Okay. So can you demonstrate how you use that as a sex toy?
You want me to bang her on the bed?
With the beard?
Yeah, with the beard.
Bang her with the beard? Now that beard looks pretty damn stiff. But it doesn't look that stiff. That's a lot
know.
Of. Is that hairspray? Wow. Yeah. Why? That's impressive.
You're funny. You make me blush.
Well, it's a good thing half your face is covered.
It's good, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so are we ready for a little modeling of your latex Easter outfit? Okay, here she goes. We need a little music.
Do you want me to just stand up?
I want you to start with standing up, yeah. There she is, Adelcy. And can we have a little music? Yeah.
You guys have to
She's got.
Shoes on my shoes.
Oh, you have to speak into the microphone. We have to see your shoes.
Yeah, my shoes have flames.
Okay.
Ass.
We're not talking about your shoes. I guess we're talking about ass. There's ass here, too.
I'll make that motherfucker amortize.
Whoa. I don't know. This is proper Easter music somehow. How did you come up with this as an Easter selection? Here, come on up here. Walk to the music, though, now that they've gone to the trouble of getting this music for you.
Yeah. That shit look like the grotto. How your waist anorexic and then your ass is colossal. Like, woo! Drop that ass. Make it boomerang.
Okay, look at this. Beautiful.
Tippy tow, tippy tay. You gon' get a tip today. Wait, fuck that. You gon' get some dick today.
I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good.
There you go.
They pay me respect.
Adelcy.
They pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex. Bounce that ass. It's the roundest. You the best.
Well, I think maybe they were inspired by your actual ass to play this song. You know, right? Is this pantyhose or is this? Yeah. Okay. You want to pull it up? Show off that ass? Is this microphone plugged in? Pull the music down now. Pull the music down. Music down. All right. So let's make sure the mic is on now, folks. Okay. So you have to. Yeah. You have a lot of phallic objects. The Feast of the Phalloi. Right. Mm-hmm. So you can have a seat. Okay, except I can't hear her now. Mm-hmm. So can we get her microphone working, please? Yeah. Now the mic is on a wire here, yeah? Okay. And Adelcy is... can you test the mic? No, it's not on. Okay, well, thought I would try. On the off chance, yes, test it.
Hello?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
There you are. You sound good.
I sound good.
Yeah, you sound good. You look good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you suck good. I mean, she's just sucking a lollipop. That's all. But it's good. She looks good.
I'm practicing.
That lolly. Yeah. Really. You're practicing for the Feast of the Phalloi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. So are you, you enjoy giving oral sex?
I do, yes. And
what do you like best about?
The right person.
Right. Is bearded one the right person?
Yes.
Aww. I don't mean to embarrass you, but you guys are like all gooey-eyed over each other and you're holding hands. So, you know, how could I not?
Yeah, she's a good lady.
It's you're the essence of spring.
I know.
You really are. Your spring is springing forth. Spring.
Yeah.
It is. It's busting out.
You're
it's
making me
oozing.
Shy now.
Oh, I don't mean to do that. I don't want to make you shy.
Mm-mm. That's okay.
So, I do want to see you do this little game with the grape. So we're gonna have to get him up here. I think if that'll work for you. Actually, before we do, maybe you can entice him because you like this so much that the Jesus jackhammer you could hold that. Yeah, I think you have to put your. See, now she has a lollipop in her mouth, the Jesus jackhammer between her boobs. And the microphone in her hand. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you feel sort of more spiritual this way?
Or do you feel naughty? Naughty.
You feel naughty?
Yeah, I feel like a naughty girl.
Are you a naughty girl?
Yes.
Yeah. And you did grow up Catholic. You were one. Oops. Now Jesus is falling down. At least you should keep him steady between your boobs, right? Or you could hold them between your legs. I think it's maybe better between. Get the hair out of the way. You don't want to get hair all caught up in your Jesus. Okay. Unless it's the beard hair.
Yeah,
right.
Beard.
That's okay. Right. The beard is one thing. Okay. So now you got Jesus in here. Very, very cozy. Okay. And so where you come from? Where are you from? LA, or are you from somewhere else?
No, I just moved here from Miami.
Oh, right. That's why you got the friend that makes the dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the family's back home in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And are they in the fetish field? No. So, do they know what you do?
Yeah.
And what do they think?
My mom's she just knows I'm like a crazy girl. She's accepted that I'm crazy.
Well, let's hear it from mom.
Yay.
Right.
Because
it's, I believe, a good kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
You're not cutting yourself or doing, other
just having fun.
Destructive things. Crazy. Because crazy can mean different things. But there's such a thing as crazy wisdom. You know? Do you know what that is? You might have it. I don't know.
Maybe.
You don't know. Right now, all you're trying to do is what? Have fun and be beautiful? Or are there any other objectives?
I just want to have fun.
And be beautiful. Right.
Yeah, that's
there
important.
You go. These are spring objectives, right? Winter, we get a little more serious, right? Spring, have fun, be beautiful. What else is there? That's right. So, okay. So the grape contest thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you want to keep Jesus there? I mean, you could, or we could.
I like him close to my heart.
Okay. You could keep him there. So, we're going to do this grape kissing contest, seeing. You're going to pass the grape back and forth, and I guess the winner is the couple that keeps the grape in their mouth the longest. Well, you every once in a while, you might have to open your mouth so that we can see that you haven't swallowed the grape. Right? And we have to see it pass back and forth. Right? If it doesn't pass back and forth, then that's a problem. Okay, so I think you have to come up here because though your beard is very long, your tongue doesn't reach across the way.
Mic on fire.
Mic on fire.
You have fire on your mic.
Ooh. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Move it now. Okay. Jeez, thank you.
That was funny. Whoa. Show's really hot, even the mic catches.
It
on
is
fire.
Hot. But you know what? That's a sign to stop. We'll do this later. Right. And
yes.
Okay.
So, you know, there are many hazards to running a temple of the phalloi. And one of them is, that's another phallic thing, is the microphone burning, right? Okay, so bring these down so that there's a better view anyway now. And now, okay, so now the grapes, right? So pick a sturdy grape, right?
Sturdy.
Well, yeah, because you don't want it to fall apart, because unless you don't want to win. You want to win, right? You're going to do it for Jesus. Okay, so that's, okay, so don't start yet. I mean, here we go. Okay, so now we have a, no. I'm going to offer you a grape now. Okay, so now somebody has to be shooting couple number one over here. Who's shooting couple number one? It's, okay, so you're going to shoot, now who's going to shoot this couple here? Couple number two. No, but you can't keep, you, it's, you're this, you pick. Okay, right, okay. So, you've got your grape already. Okay, so this is close-up stuff here now. You know, I think that would be considered cheating. The beard, you can't hide it in the beard, no. You have to be kissing back and forth with tongue, right? I think, or you could pass it back and forth with your lips. Okay, so on your mark.
Is this one at a time, or is it simultaneously, or is it?
It's simultaneous, okay. Right, because, you know, so that's why I want to have, we're going to be going back and forth, right, switcher, Mar, between the two. So now we've got couple number one, which is Marcus London and Pamela Balian, and we've got couple on the bed, aka couple number two, Idelcy Love and Seven. All right, so on your mark, get set. It's the Bacchanalian grape kissing contest. Okay, here we go. And now they're kissing back and forth. They're looking good. Okay. All right. I want to see more grape. Open the mouth. Let's see some grape. Oh, the grape fell down.
You could. You fucking win. Fuck yeah.
Where's your grape?
There was a big gap. There was too much grape.
Oh, no, they didn't lose the grape. You didn't actually.
Where's Jesus?
You would have a point for that, though, in case it's going to be a draw. So, okay, so keep going. No, they didn't actually lose their grape. They simply dropped their grape. Here's the grape. I love it. Yep, they got the grape, and it's going back and forth. You can try this at home, by the way, brothers and sisters. This is not a dangerous stunt. In fact, this is something to do for Easter. It's the grape French kissing. You don't have to make it a contest. You can just kind of use the grape. What, did you lose it?
No.
Oh, no, you got it. Okay. You're rocking the grape. Okay, back and forth. Okay, here we go. Jesus is, whoops, did Jesus fall down? Oh, he's there. Okay. Oh, you didn't. Oh, the picture of Jesus. You want to just hold the picture. Yeah, okay. So make sure Jesus is on your team. This is like typical Olympic thing here. Some people have Jesus on their side. Okay, and they're doing good. Look at this. Everybody's got their grape. These grapes are pretty hardy. All right, and back and forth. Now we have to really see the grape going back and forth. Okay, grape going back and forth. Let's see it. I don't see it. The bearded couple is. It looks like they're both bearded when they kiss. We got to see that grape.
It's gone.
Oh.
We were trying to show it.
Oh. See, they tried really hard. They showed their grape more, which I think deserves something. But this couple, I have to say, couple number two did win. They still have their grape. And so let's hear it for Idelcy and Seven. Okay. So hang on to this. And you can tell us how you feel if you want to thank anybody, you know, having won. you could tell us?
I'd like to thank Jesus, first and foremost. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you think you're going to have to be forced to make out with anyone?
Without Jesus today, I'm not sure where we'd be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's an appropriate guy to thank tonight. You know, it's Easter Eve, and Jesus, I guess, helped you win. You were the one that was holding his picture. So you get a sex toy from Cal Exotics, right? You want to pick one?
Okay. Which one would Jesus pick?
You know, that's a good question. I'd like you to pick the one you do think Jesus would pick.
Definitely something chapless.
Something, yeah. I mean, there's some bondage stuff, tantric, that's a little bit spiritual, right? Jesus, a little bit spiritual. Wait, you got to talk into the microphone. If you're going to hold it in front
Which
of
one do you think Jesus would pick?
She wants you to pick.
Oh, that's cute.
You know,
it?
One that, you know, maybe you could play with right
oh,
now.
Oh, yes, let's put this on. We can think let's of Jesus when we're fucking.
Right.
That's hot.
You could put that on right now. Yeah.
That's my outfit.
You could. Yeah, it does match your outfit, huh? Okay, some tantric binding love binders. That's not a binder full of women, by the way, like... you know, that Republican liked. What was his name? Yeah, right. Binderful. So, okay, so we should put this on, right?
I'm not wearing that.
No. No, you got the panties. You told me you're going to put them
on.
I'll put
the panties on.
Could you do that?
They're already on. You just can't see them yet.
No. I know I miss a lot, but you know,
that
you didn't get those pants
wine.
Off and get those panties on in between. No, we didn't do that yet. Okay, here's a little cuffs. That's very cute. Yeah. You put them on your wrist. They slide right on. Right? They're very, very comfortable and tantric, you know? Very cute. And here is something that you could attach it to, I think from behind. Wow. I guess I could. I don't know how this works, though. But, around the neck. Okay, I got it. Right? Around the neck. Is that, that's okay, right? And now we take these things and... okay, oh, these are really cute. Little tie things here. Okay, so now you can stand up and you're all tied up in your little latex outfit. Wow, and it matches your outfit really nice, too. Here, spin around a little. Not too fast, though. Don't fall down. Yeah. It does match. But don't you, like, have a desire to, like, pull that zipper down?
Oh, my God, I do it every night.
Yeah, well.
Let me see my Christian music.
You want it to do it to Christian music?
You've got to. It's Jesus.
Yes, that's true. Do we have some Christian music? You know, we have that sort of chant-like music, but maybe some real Christian music would be good. Do we have something we could find? Whoop! I'm dropping the matzo while we're looking for the Christian music.
You could just start pretend to sing. I'll just take it off anyway.
Oh, yeah, okay. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I don't know what I know a lot of... Whoa, doesn't matter. It's this is down. Yes, it's down. So, it peels off. So I guess you can't get it off, though, because you're all tied up. So you have to just display yourself.
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
And I think we're hearing a prayer. What is that? It's a sort of a...
It's a Hebrew.
I think we have the Jesus music now.
The splendor of the King.
Thank you, John. This is the Jesus gospel according to John, I guess is what we've got here. Let all the earth rejoice. Well, you know, I think all the earth is rejoicing to see the lovely Adelcy Love.
in her Cal Exotic bondage, coming down from the cross for Jesus. Yeah, with her Thaloy lollipop in her mouth. Right, very good. All right. Well, that's very nice. So, do you want to stay in your bondage, or do you feel like you'd like to be free? You want to be free. Okay. Should I untie her? Do you like? Are you?
I'll do it. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a little shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do it. Okay. He's undoing her now.
It's all for Jesus.
Everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, you're ready for one of our ritualistic bacchanalian drinks.
Yeah, I love your wine. It is good.
It is good, right. Where's the back? But this is where you, you're going to kind of use her body to, yeah. Yeah, we're going to put salt on the nipples here. We're going to salt the nipples, right? It's the ritualistic drink, right? No, well.
Salt with wine?
Salt with wine.
I got a great wine story for you if you really want to hear it.
I think it's a different drink that we have, not the wine, but I'm not sure. Actually, I'm going to have to hear that from Vanessa when she comes in. So, it's a fruity drink. We're not going to know what it is. Oh, we don't even know.
Nobody knows.
Okay, oh, and you have the job of zipping up here. Okay. Mm. Very nice. Have you ever ridden a Sibian?
No.
You have?
Yes.
Ah, did you like that?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. We had one. And here's a feast of the fowl, I think. So, oh, where did Pamela go?
She just went to the restroom.
Ah, all right. Ah, so, have you ever squirted?
No.
No? Did you ever try?
I don't know. I feel like if you try too hard, it's taking the fun out of it. I don't know. I feel like if it happens one day, it just happens. It's not really my goal. You know?
Okay. Well, that's legitimate. But would you like to do it?
I don't know. Like I said, it's not like my main focus or, you know, if it just happens one day. Happens.
Your main focus is having fun and being beautiful.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So how about you, Pamela? Here comes Pamela back to her seat. Pamela. Are you a female ejaculatrix?
Huh?
Do you squirt?
Recently.
Yeah. With Marcus?
Yeah. It was the first time he showed me how to do it.
Oh, he showed you or he did it?
He did it.
He did it. He got you. Can you do it on your own or you need him?
No, I don't know how to.
He kind of pulls it out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you surprised?
Yeah, kind of. It was a weird feeling at first.
Yeah. Was it something that you wanted to do or you just kind of... He just, you know, I mean, you're hanging out with the squirt instructor, so that's what you do.
Oh, they brought me to something. They had to demonstrate his watch to some people, so
I got to see if the watch worked. The watch. Are you wearing the watch?
No, I haven't. We just got the new prototype made. There's a brand new one being made now that actually tells the time as well as all the other gimmicks.
So the watch...
Yeah, before it just made a woman squirt. Now it will tell you the time and make a woman squirt.
Wow.
So we did a world record in AV, and I made 5 girls squirt in 15 seconds.
In 15 seconds? 5?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, you made about 5 squirt here when you were here a few months ago.
We took a little bit longer with it, though. We didn't.
But, we took all show. But, you know, we were enjoying ourselves. So that's even a crazier contest than the grape kissing contest.
Crazy.
But, you know, wow. I mean, were you contesting against somebody? Was somebody else trying to make girls?
No, all it was, we had 5 women standing up. I had 5 rubber gloves on and obviously got each glove oiled up and then went from one woman to the next, pulling the gloves off as I was going so that we wouldn't transfer anything. It was roughly 3 seconds a girl.
So that's fast.
And most of them had never squirted before. They were swingers at a party, and we set it all up, got all the
tools. Wow. Were you one of those squirting ladies?
No, not in the contest.
No,
not
she
in
was, the... She did it in a different thing.
Yeah. So you did it by yourself. You had a little more time, too.
No, not really.
Not really.
We did a seminar while I was there for about 50 people, and she brought someone out of the audience and made a woman squirt and showed her husband how to make her squirt and a few things like that, and then Pamela did something else for us.
So your first time and you're a demonstration model.
Yeah.
You're pretty game.
On camera as well. So.
Yeah, wow. I guess so.
She basically was a model for the actual kind of like the trailer for the watch, basically.
And where are you from?
Me?
Pamela.
Where am I from? I'm from here. I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah. And when did you get into the porn business?
I don't really know, kind of on
just
that part together.
Kind of gradually?
I don't really know if I'm actually involved in it completely.
What is your involvement?
I just made my own movie.
You made a movie?
Yeah.
And how would you, what is the name of the movie?
Neuroslide.
Neuroslide.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
a
massage. You know that? Have you heard of that Japanese? I think, is it Japanese or Chinese?
Japanese.
It's a Japanese kind of oil, gel that basically is, you can put it inside a woman or whatever, and it's extremely, it's more like a lube, but it, you can, you know, you do all these body slides on it, and they kind of, people massage people using this stuff, and she does a movie. Basically.
I've heard of that stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty fun stuff.
Do you have some of that?
I don't have it with me.
Oh, well,
that
gosh.
Would have been.
It would have been, I guess, but you know,
that's
but that's your
show.
Main thing? Is that, that's what you, the main thing you're into is this?
Yeah, massage stuff.
Massage stuff, you give massages?
Yeah, I'm a masseuse.
Oh, well that's not exactly, are you a masseuse that does it on camera? I mean, have you done an educational video or something?
No, the only ones I've done, I filmed myself.
Or what?
The only films that I made, I filmed myself. Like, I created the film, so I haven't done any educational or anything else for anyone.
So the film is, so the film is just of a massage?
No, these are like different Neuroslide kind of things, but they're different versions of it. Instead of the traditional Japanese kind of thing, I just amped it up and made it a little different. Like we use a bed and you put the PVC mattress on it and it's a little bit more
creative.
See,
if she's all in latex, you could be massaging
with
the latex. And that's interesting. Have you ever done Neuroslide? But talking to the microphone.
What's that?
Well, that's what she's trying to explain. Although, if we'd known, we would have said, bring the stuff so we could see it. Because, well, what can you do that we can see? Let's not talk about stuff we can't see.
No, I don't have anything with me other than a copy of my movie. And that's all. I don't have any of the gel or anything.
No, I know. You don't have the gel. So,
you got the movie?
Yeah.
Where is it, in the bag?
Yeah.
Get the movie out.
Are you trying to
show,
talk to me?
You didn't know about it,
didn't
you?
I can't even hear you.
I'm very curious about the art that's all over Pamela's.
Is his microphone on? No. Okay. So I think you got to go on another mic there. But anyway, what he's saying is he's curious about the art that's all over your body. This is great. It's a movie here. But
so that pretty much shows you what it's about on there.
Okay. And we got the movie, Neuroslide. Neuroslide. Nice. Well, you're looking hot in this movie, and we do see your tattoos here. But can we see them in person? Can we have a visual of your tattoos? Can you come up here?
Okay.
And maybe, I mean, you want Jesus music or
no.
Striptease music or
any kind of music school, just not the Jesus.
Not the Jesus. Okay. So something else. So, yeah, you're going to come up here, right?
Yeah, little mama, you looking good.
Oh, well, this is not Jesus music.
Definitely not. Like
so, here we go. Pamela Bailey. Neuroslide. Goddess. Okay, here she is. She's, okay, so what was that?
I wore a lot of clothes today because I was like, someone's going to ask to see my tattoos. So I was
right.
Like, how can I cover it?
Right. So you're covering everything. So now we're asking you to take some of it off. Okay.
So the only part that I could take off was just my clothes.
Well, you could start with the top. Yeah.
I can't take off the top.
Okay. Okay. Here she goes. And she's got, you work out, don't you, honey?
Haven't worked out in like almost 2 years.
Really? Oh, you're blessed. Jesus must bless her. with the body. Huh? That's definitely a body blessed by Jesus. Yeah. Okay. So can we get the top off? Yeah. Yeah.
She's shy.
I don't know about that. Here we see these boobs right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Well, this is yourself. Here she is. Can we have a hand for Pamela Balian? Yeah. Beautiful. Mm. So these are some very exotic looking tattoos. Do any of them have a meaning we can hear about? Can you tell us about one of the tattoos or a background of how you got one?
Let's see.
What's your favorite one? I see E Pluribus Unum down there.
That one's just a Masonic tattoo,
yeah.
So I got that one because I have family members that are into Masonic stories.
Ah, Masons.
Yeah.
Right. Are you a Mason?
No, one of my parents told me about being a Job's daughter or something, but I never really got into all of it.
A Job's daughter? Wow, that sounds like something connected to Jesus.
Right?
I mean, a biblical name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'd want to be Job's daughter. You know, because they didn't do too well. Except I think at the end, everything came back. I think it depends on your interpretation. But Job did a lot of suffering. Yeah, okay, so that's what this comes from. This is from the the Masons. Uh-huh. And what is this a garland of around your neck?
This is a necklace of bleeding hearts.
Bleeding hearts. Are you a liberal?
Not really. I'm not really too much into politics kind of stuff.
No, because bleeding heart liberal.
For me, it's more like a Wiccan kind of thing, because there's a lot of different like earthy things and meanings with flowers and stuff. So the reason why I have that is it's about like collecting bleeding hearts, I guess.
You're a Wiccan.
No, I just like a lot of the stories, and I have a love for the flowers.
Mm.
Along with the bluebells. They're supposed to be for... Like, anyone that wears a bluebell has to always tell the truth.
Wow, really? Well, you know, flowers are part of Easter, of course, spring. And anyone who wears a bluebell has to tell the truth.
Supposedly.
So you,
truth or dare wouldn't be a good thing for
me. You have to tell the truth all the time.
I'm pretty much known for being a jerk of telling the truth.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah.
I'm known to piss a lot of people off for that area.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to try to think of a question that you might come up with something that'll piss a lot of people off. I don't know. Something about Jesus? I don't know if you know about Jesus. I think it'd be more about you. I think it'd be more about, like the wildest sex you've ever had. Just whatever comes into your mind. I know that's kind of a crazy question that could be answered in a lot of ways. So just what sex comes into your mind when you think about doing something wild or what Jesus might consider naughty? Although I'm sure there's another interpretation that would have Jesus loving you for your naughty self. Mm.
I don't really know what's the naughtiest thing I've ever done.
Well, just a naughty thing. Well, how about just getting into
thing.
How about getting into porn at all? Is that not naughty in your family among the Masons?
Yeah, it actually is probably a part of my family.
Is that a little naughty? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they know? Have they seen you?
I don't really speak to my family too much, but the ones who have told me, they found out about it, and they don't really seem to care too much. But
you don't speak to them because if you did, you'd have to speak the truth.
I'd have to tell them all the things I think about them, right?
I guess. What? I mean, can you tell us? What do you think about them?
Oh, no, let's not go there. I'm like, wait a minute, I got to turn it back around somewhere else now.
Mm.
I'm like, go back to a different direction.
Well, you think little enough of them that you don't speak to them.
I just don't speak to people who want to judge me or change me for who I am when I can't change who I am based on who I am.
Right.
I'm just
people that think you're naughty.
Maybe.
Right. Because you're a good girl. You're a Wiccan, right? I mean, the Wiccans wouldn't think you're naughty.
No, they wouldn't.
I don't think.
No, they have a lot of different fun, naughty rituals.
I mean, if you're going to have a religion. Does Jesus think you're naughty?
Does he think I'm naughty?
Do you think?
You know, I don't know. I'd like to meet Jesus one day and just say, do you think I'm naughty?
Yeah.
I guess he'd have an opinion. Maybe I have an opinion of him.
Do you think Jesus approves of your hot sexual relationship with this beautiful Bacanti?
Good word. Bacanti. I don't know, fucking care. I mean, I'm down with her. You know, if Jesus doesn't like me, then
you're down with her?
Yeah, if Jesus doesn't like me, then he's just not a cool guy. You know, I'm kind of cool. Jesus would like to hang out.
Yeah.
We could learn.
What would you like to teach Jesus?
Maybe to hang on a crucifix a little differently. I don't know. I mean, seems like he got stuck up there for a long time. He could have done it a better way, and he like could have pulled himself down in the middle of the night or something.
Wow. I mean,
he was up there for a long time. I don't know.
We have a blow-up doll up there. Well, that's our big phallic symbol for the Feast of the Phalloi there. Yeah. Right. Oh, you got down. I was going to ask you if you'd
Wanna.
I don't know. It seems so. Well, you know, you shoot straight from the hip. I'm just going to ask. Would you squirt with the squirt instructor?
I can't tonight.
You can't?
Is that kind of dope?
Ah. Oh.
I mean, she could, but
it wouldn't be a good thing.
Might not be a great idea.
Well, I mean, some people might like that, you know.
Exactly, right?
The Red Wing crew.
The Red Wing crew.
Right, okay.
I've got something for you, Susie.
What do you
especially,
got?
Especially it being Easter. Me and Tommy have been talking about doing a movie called Positions of the Christ.
Positions
as we did
of
Spartacus
the
being in the vein of ancient, obviously, stuff, we thought maybe we should blow things up a bit and do a Jesus movie and the same thing based upon the same storyline with sexual sort of connotations in it, because that will
that's going to put this Jesus jackhammer look like something
rock the boat
that your preacher might approve of. Wow, so you're going to have a character, you? Who's going to play Jesus?
Well, it would say you saw the picture of Tommy with the long hair and the beard. And
yeah,
how
he could be Jesus.
But he's too big now, he's so muscular now.
Buff Jesus.
So we may have to find someone to play for.
So you think Jesus wouldn't be buff?
Not that buff.
No, he'd be a little more
More lean and
slim.
Tall and
how about this guy?
I could be a good Jesus.
You think... You think you could be Jesus?
No, I don't think I could.
No.
He's a special
That's
man,
intimidating.
It is.
But what if Jesus gets to have sex and stuff? He doesn't have to die
he's
on a cross.
He's got to have sex with Mary Magdalene, hasn't he?
Mary Magdalene.
Let's face it.
So
that
will
be the end scene of the movie, obviously.
The end?
Of course.
Right. Well, maybe the positions
the beginning
of Jesus.
Of the
maybe
end,
maybe he could go into different positions with Mary Magdalene.
Of course. Positions
so
of the cross.
Hot.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
so
not that Mary, that Mary Magdalene, I think.
Not his mother.
Not the
not Mary the mother. This would be
that would be really pushing
Magdalene, who of course some people believe was actually his wife.
Right.
And people who are real historians of the Bible, they often say, well, Jesus was a rabbi, and any rabbi would be married. Mm-hmm. So he would have a wife. And you know, the Da Vinci Code.
What if he was gay? What if Jesus was gay?
You know, that's now another way of looking at it. Jesus
they didn't have that breakdown.
There
was no gay or bi or anything back then. It was whatever. Any hole was a goal.
He had a lot of apostles hanging out with him and leaving their wives and stuff. So what were they doing? I mean, these apostles. It's true. That's a whole other interpretation that is really kind of compelling. I mean, they did a play like that, Terrence McNally. About Jesus and the apostles all being kind of a homosexual commune of guys, fishers of men, right? They would go out to the bars in Galilee and bring guys in, you know. Yeah. Makes a certain kind of sense. And then there's the other idea that he was married to Mary Magdalene. I don't know if they go together. Maybe Jesus was bisexual. Maybe that's why the apostles are all so jealous when Mary Magdalene rubs his feet And we all know, well, I don't know if we all know this, but in the Bible, the word feet is sometimes used to represent genitalia, just like thigh, or any part of the lower body is really like a euphemism for the genitals. So, you know, laying your thigh across her, that means you're, you know, fornicating. Mm-hmm. And the feet is another word. So she might have been having some kind of sex with his
feet, which weren't really feet, right?
Okay. Right? The Jesus jackhammer. She might have been playing with the Jesus, the original Jesus jackhammer. And the apostles are going, hey, you know, it's a close, yeah. It's a little room probably that they're sleeping in and stuff. And, you know, they're like making a lot of racket. Keep it down, Jesus. Okay, we're trying to sleep in here. And that Mary Magdalene.
Do you think that was molded after Jesus' cock? Do you think?
You know, I don't think we can say that.
No,
because, you know, I mean, the relic of Turin, or how would we know what Jesus' cock was like? Because the penis does not have a bone, so we don't have fossils of penises.
It would be great if we did, though.
Whales do, but no male human penis gets preserved. I guess they don't want you looking at their dick.
You get bronzed.
Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway, this is, I think, the size that's the optimal size according to the divine intervention sculptors of penises. Penile. So, yeah. It's Easter Eve, brothers and sisters, lovers and sisters, lovers and sinners. We're all sinners, right? Are you a sinner? Yeah?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you're a good Catholic girl.
Mm-hmm.
So do you go to confession?
No.
Did you ever?
Yeah. But I was really young. I hadn't.
What did you confess?
I don't know. Probably like lying to my mom or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. You didn't confess that you had sex or anything?
No, I hadn't had sex yet.
Okay. When did you first have sex?
I was 15.
Okay, well, you know, it's almost legal, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Did you have it with somebody you liked?
Yeah, he was my boyfriend, my first boyfriend.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. But did you feel like you were a sinner? Or did you feel
like this is
blessed by God and Jesus?
I don't think sex is a sin, like, you know, like all kidding aside, you know.
Good for you.
I don't think it's like, I don't have like the Catholic guilt, thank God.
Well, I think that Catholics, you know, there's, what is that called? The pick and choose Catholicism? Supermarket Catholicism? I think where you can pick what you like. So maybe you, that's like picking eggs or something. You could pick, here, you should get another egg.
Thank you.
And did you get, here, want another egg? Can you catch? Or do you think I'm going to?
I'll catch you if you don't.
Well, very good. That's why they call him Spartacus.
All right, let's see what you got this time.
I love a pair of panties.
Look, this one's gray. Okay, you can wear it. So it's for your color.
Okay. Like your color. Do you like a man in panties, Pamela?
I like making fun of it. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. All right, so did you ever get her massage in the...
No, I haven't actually. We were supposed to shoot one at some point, but... conflict.
Well, I think you should have her come in and give a massage to Jesus. You know, because
I think the cats will ruin it though, because I'll have to airbrush them out. You know, it's got to be proper. You know, we don't do anything by halves.
Well, they had some tattoos back then, but they were like the henna
not
thing.
Not women though. It was men maybe, but that wouldn't be. You wouldn't have seen it in that. Like, it's partly because you could get away with it. Also.
Now wait a second. In the Last Temptation of Christ. They have Mary Magdalene has some henna tattoos on her hands and feet, but I admit they're not in the style of a cheetah
kind of
or something, right?
Straight up, yeah. And they probably wear henna as well.
Right. So, oh well.
Good point. Good movie as well. That's the kind of what we want.
The
on.
Last Temptation of Christ.
Phenomenal.
If that was a
phenomenal
a porn movie,
yeah.
It might be your Positions of the Cross. Right. It's a great movie. It's.
What's her name, was it? It was
the Italian guy.
Mel Gibson was the guy that...
No. Mel Gibson did the other one, the really religious one.
That's what
Mel,
I liked.
Mel Gibson did Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ, I mean, yeah.
Passion of the Christ.
That was amazing.
Oh, that's so bloody. Yeah. Oh, my goddess. Well, okay, that's the bloody one. The one that I like, really like, is the Martin Scorsese film, which you should see, an old movie from the 70s, I think, or 80s. And it's called The Last Temptation of Christ, which was by Nikos Katsenzakis. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's the Greek guy that did Zorba the Greek.
Yes.
So it's like Jesus as Zorba the Greek.
Right.
And Jesus is this really kind of, you know, fun-loving guy in a way. Well, I mean, he's tortured and everything, but he does have sex with Mary Magdalene, and they have children, and they have this whole life, and it's very passionate and beautiful, but there's no actual sex.
Yeah.
So in the new Marcus London movie, there will be actual sex. So people that are really against blasphemy, you know, stay away. Okay? Stay away. Some people are really turned on by blasphemy.
Oh, no. There's a lot of niche markets now that are doing stuff with nuns and priests and all that stuff, and they're selling really well, actually, for some reason.
Well, because some people are really turned on by the blasphemy. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, you know, maybe because religions, with all due respect, spend so much time trying to control our sexuality. And so many of these religions, you know, really don't even have that much knowledge about sexuality, like priests telling you when you can have sex.
I got a question. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What's up with the Pope? Like, what are your feelings?
Well, there's a new
Pope?
There's now one. I mean, for a while we were popeless, and you know, I don't know if that's a good position to be in for Catholics, is popeless. And I am not Catholic, but I guess the new Pope is pretty conservative, you know? I mean, as popes go, although popes have been going conservative lately. The most liberal Pope was before John Paul II, and that was a while ago, in the 70s. And I think something happened to him, like he got poisoned or something, I don't know. So, you know, they didn't let him stay very long. But he at least got through the message to the Catholics that you can have supermarket Catholicism, you know, and a lot of them do. So, anyway, does that answer your question? What's up with the Pope? No, not really. We've got a new one. He calls himself Francis. He's a Franciscan, and I think he is very conservative about sex. You know, you can't use contraception. You can't get an abortion for sure. You know, women can't be priests. And yet we're supposed to help the poor, but he supposedly had something going with the rich over in his native Argentina. So, you know, I don't think he's really a defender of the poor, although the Franciscan, sort of the monks of the that's their tradition, is to be, you know, very oriented towards the poor.
Why do you think the other Pope left?
He just said, take this miter and shove it. He had it, obviously. You know, it's the first time since medieval times, and even the time they did it in medieval times, I think it was like because somebody had a sword to his head, you know, and said, you got to quit, because they wanted to put the brother-in-law in or something. But, you know, to quit on your own free will, that a pope would do this, is really kind of crazy. It's unusual. It's unprecedented. And so what does it mean? Well, people are guessing all kinds of things. Like, it means that there's this whole gay mafia going on in the Vatican that was going to be compromised, and he didn't want to be part of that, and he wanted to sweep it out. Or just, you know, he lost faith. You know, and got a pension, I guess. I guess they keep him going. You know, but you asked. Why are you asking me? I don't know. What do you think? You're not the Catholic, right?
No, I just think
you're the Catholic. What do you think of the new Pope? Your new Pope.
Yeah, well, I'm not Catholic now.
No?
No, I'm not.
You actually quit, like the Pope? Yeah. Well, he didn't quit being a Catholic, but he quit the papacy.
I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't really have an opinion.
Are you an atheist or an agnostic or a Wiccan?
Atheist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Atheist.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone the distance. I call myself an agnostic because I like go for all the gods and goddesses and Easter eggs and grapes and matzah, everything, just in case.
Sometimes I worship Satan, though, sometimes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, I follow 666 people. But Satan. Satan, who was originally Pan. Do you seriously worship Satan?
No.
No? Okay. I thought I was going to take you seriously.
He's just kind of a cool guy. Yeah.
You, on the other hand, with that Rasputin-like beard. That's satanic looking.
It's good luck. It works.
All right. Okay, well, you know what? We're almost out of time. In fact, we are out of time. And so this has been a very cerebral show, a spiritual show. Not a lot of action. Everybody's a little shy tonight. But, you know, that's whatever. You know, you got whatever is in your egg. You open it up and you get a kiss. So you can now promote yourselves. That's this part of the show. You've just promoted your big upcoming movie the Positions of the Cross.
The Cross.
But we can't see that for a while because it hasn't even been made yet. So right now we have to buy the DVD from Wicked Pictures, and that would be Spartacus.
MMXII, the beginning.
I'm glad you said that.
No, you were thinking. It's easy to forget.
And are you working on something right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing, I'm actually working on, believe it or not, a gay version of the Spartacus movie, but a totally different storyline. A friend of mine who does those kind of movies has asked me to basically produce it, direct it, do the dialogue. They'll run the sex because I'm not interested in doing any of that and being involved in that, but I'll make the movie look amazing like I did with the Spartacus film, on a similar vein, fight scenes and so forth and so forth, but for the gay market.
All right. Well, I'm glad there's a little crossover going on. How do you feel about that? You're the one I asked about Jesus being gay.
About the gay movie?
Yeah.
Like, coming to wear the panties? No, I'm not following.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to have Charlie Glickman, Dr. Charlie Glickman, on the show in a few weeks. And he wrote a book about the P-spot, the prostate massage. So we're looking for a guy or two that will demonstrate a prostate massage. You know anybody? How about?
I'll put that in mind. Yeah. I think who I can think and send your way.
Do you give prostate massages in your masseusering? No. No prostate massage. No. Go up Hershey Highway. even if the Hershey's gone. Right. Right. You just kind of rub around the outside with the Nuru.
The Nuru.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. So. So and this is what you're promoting, Nuru Sly. This is your movie, okay?
Yes.
And it just shows you this massage going on without any instruction.
There's an instructional video in there too.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yes.
Well, then you're doing it. Okay. So so this is you, right?
Yes.
And what's next for you?
I'm not sure at the moment right now. Trying to see if I want to come up with another movie or if I want to lay low for a little while.
Lay low.
Yeah. I put a lot of money into it.
Just don't lay an egg. Right? Okay. All right. Well, good for you, Pamela. And now, Delcy, where do we find you? And what are you promoting?
Well, I'm launching my new site like in a few weeks. It's mostly like latex and girl in latex.
Okay.
And it's just... It's
you should do a giggle site for people that have the giggle fetish. Right? That's a lot of giggling.
I don't giggle on my website. I'm very serious.
Oh, right. Yeah, you do. You look like, you know, I'm a serious latex model. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all. I'm just working on like relaunching that. And that's it. It's adelcylove.com.
Okay, I want to see you in that latex nun's outfit next time. And you, sir, you want to promote your church?
My church.
have a photography site called House of Seven, and another one called Dollhouse Films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of cool.
All right. Why are you shaking your head while you're telling me this?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not that exciting, I guess.
All right. So, you know, some of the shows are just not that exciting. Just life is not always exciting. Right? Sex is not always exciting. Let me just tell you something, brothers and sisters. You know, even boring sex is okay sometimes. You know, as someone who's been married 21 years, if your sex gets a little boring, be patient. It'll get exciting again. It's the same with the show. If it's boring for a couple of times, it'll get exciting again. Don't give up just because it's boring. Right. Okay, the bonobos know that even boring sex is good sex. You know, I mean, as long as it's consensual. I mean, you don't want to be bored non-consensually. That would be pretty messed up. Like, oh God, when are we going to get over with? That kind of thing. No. No, when I'm talking about boring, I'm just, you know, kind of just, okay, hey, moving along. God, I'm on my period, can't do very much. All I can do is like a little bit kissing, maybe, and show my titties.
I wonder who
and
you're talking about.
No, well, I mean, that's okay, you know? That sometimes happens, or I'm shy, and I just want to be a little bit fun. So, okay. So anyway, so bonobos, yes. Make like bonobos, not baboons. That's the message of this show, always. And whatever religion you support, whether you eat matzah or, let's see if I can balance this, matzah or eggs. or couscous, you know? Persian New Year. Maybe they eat couscous. I'm not sure what they eat, but I'm sorry if I insulted somebody just now. Anyway, it all starts with bonobos. I'm just reading a book, by the way, called The Bonobo and the Atheist, that tells us that even our religious instincts, our religious feelings, our instincts, they are feelings. They don't come from reason. Of course they don't. This is why I'm on the fence about atheism. I kind of think some of these atheists are a little bit hard-hitting, and maybe we need to recognize that the religious impulse is in us, and this morality, this ethical impulse is something that comes from our mammalian nature. And we see it in bonobos. They're so fair to each other, and they're so empathetic and sympathetic. We know that maybe our spiritual feelings are from a deeper place and even a pre-human place than we realize. And of course our sexuality is animal. And the bonobos are very much the apex of hot sex. So they also have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. They actually play by Jesus's rules. They don't kill each other. So Jesus would approve of bonobos if he knew that they existed. So make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you, and Jesus loves you too. Okay, we are going to do our group picture now.
The airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.